This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Lucas Arndt. Lucas is a young entrepreneur. He's going to talk about his business, what he's doing, give advice to other young entrepreneurs, and more. Lucas, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah. First of all, Scott, I want to say thank you so much for having me on. It's a great podcast, been going on for a while, so I'm thrilled to be here. But jumping right into it, I am the game designer and the project leader of Just Predict, which means I manage the game's core structure, for it is a game. I oversee the branding and I assist with all other aspects of the platform's development. So I actually graduated from UMass in 2019, and this was sort of a thesis there, and I developed it into this platform that we're now talking about.
And tell us what Just Predict does. What does the platform do? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Just Predict is a game platform still in the beta stage of development, and it asks players to compete with each other while making predictions about the outcome of COVID-19 related events. So we take these predictions, and right now what we're doing is we're optimizing our internal data generation process, because our ultimate goal is to take those predictions and we use it to generate data that can efficiently supplement modern data science, for their forecasting system. So machine learning is a very powerful tool, and our goal is to take people who might not have a way to sort of affect change in their day-to-day lives, allow them to make these predictions, and then turn those predictions into something like real and valuable that can be used in tandem with, you know, the leading forecasting systems right now that utilize machine learning.
And how did you get this started? What was the, you know, what drove you to start this? Where was the excitement, the motivation, et cetera?
Yeah, so like I said before, it was at one point part of a thesis project. I designed the game, and the thesis was called Financial Prediction Games Optimized for Complex Forecasting Systems. Before it was this thesis where I essentially argued to UMass Amherst about, okay, you know, why is this game system better than others on the market? It was actually originally a thought experiment for how could you effectively short a cryptocurrency legally? And it turned into this huge quantitative prediction game that made it really easy for somebody to theoretically create a platform with a wide breadth of games and a bunch of different topics. And once COVID-19 hit, you know, 2 years after I started developing the idea, I said, man, you know, I wish I could make a difference, and I bet a bunch of people wish they can make a difference. So then it brought me back to, you know, this game can work for more than just financial markets. It can work for anything quantitative. So I got a couple people together who were really interested in trying to make a difference and a little discouraged that they couldn't. And, you know, we've been developing this platform ever since, really with the mission of let's make a difference ourselves, and let's make it easier for people who aren't doctors or scientists to also make a difference.
Got it. And what are your big priorities now? Is the big priorities getting this? What are your three big priorities now?
Yeah. We really need a larger community who's invested in playing the game, because we really want more people to know how, you know, they can actually help solve COVID-19 data problems. You know, it's not like making these predictions is going to ultimately, change the way that scientists are developing a vaccine, but it could steer resources in the right direction. So we really want a bigger community. And we also want our platform to start taking shape more of like a social media of predictions. Right now it's a lot like a game platform, but we're trying to turn it more into something similar to a social media. And lastly, this is sort of a longer term priority, but I really want to get enough support so I can start justifying paying our development team more seriously. Right now, everybody's working on this project with a sort of sweat equity mindset where, you know, we're all just trying to make a big difference that we can. But once we can identify that there is going to be real value to this system, and we have identified it internally, we just have to prove it with our beta. And once we do that, we really feel like it would be great to we feel like it would be great to compensate some of the people who've been working so hard on this.
You mean 100%. So talk for a moment about you're a young entrepreneur, a burgeoning entrepreneur. What advice would you have for young entrepreneurs? If you were to give two or three pieces of advice, what would you tell a young entrepreneur?
So I guess to steer away from all of the typical things I would hear on podcasts, I would say what has led me to the greatest success is staying really mission-oriented, especially early on. You know, profitability is a very important thing, particularly down the road as you try to grow. But at least in the beginning, you know, where I'm at right now too, just staying right on the mission and being able to get behind, okay, you know, this might not make money for a really long time. I might just be sinking money into something that, you know, can make a bit of a difference, but maybe profits aren't going to be necessarily that appealing. But if you can be sure in your mind, you know, I'm going to be happy that I worked on this. I'm going to be happy that I tried to make a difference. And, you know, if it fails, at least I can get behind the original intention. You know, going into profit oriented really at first can get you in with the wrong crowd, I would say. You know, you need people early on who are interested in working, who are interested in trying to make a difference. And profit conversations can always come down the road. To start, you need a great foundation. And the best way to do that is just with a mission-oriented team.
Well, fantastic. Lucas, it is a great pleasure to visit with you today. Us at the Scott Becker Business Podcast, we wish you great luck in this. Just fantastic what you're trying to do, and we hope it's successful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me. And let me just drop in that, you know, if any of your listeners want to see what's going on, they can visit justpredict.us or reach out to me on LinkedIn at LucasWRArndt, and we can have a conversation. You can place a prediction, and man, it would be great.
Just fantastic. Just Predict. Fantastic. We love it. Justpredict.us. Fantastic. Lucas, thank you again for joining the Scott Becker Business Podcast, and we wish you great luck with this. Just fantastic.
Thanks so much, Scott.